Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to this bite-sized episode in which I take one lesson from one of my previous conversations and have a closer look. Hello and welcome back, Simon here. In this bite-sized episode, we are talking about humility and culture. My guest is James Kerr, the author of the fantastic book Legacy, which is all about the key ingredients that have gone together to create the most successful team in sporting history, the All Blacks.
The need to create cohesion around a team, and that no one is bigger than the team,
sure.
That no one is bigger than the jersey.
Being humble.
Which involves being humble, kind of humble before the craft, if you like. It's not humble as in just, you know, I'm a nobody. There's a huge strength in that humility because it's no one knows everything. What's your commitment to something bigger than yourself? How can you get better today? It's the beginning of learning, really. Of course, arrogance, the opposite of that, arrogance, thinking that you're the king of the castle, that you know it all, that's... Are you going to break down a lot of cohesion? But it's really the end of learning.
Yeah,
there isn't an opportunity to get better and to create a better culture from that. So they call it no dickheads. Am I allowed to say that?
Of course you are.
I just did.
Absolutely.
Which was really taken from the Sydney Swans, an AFL team.
Yeah.
But again, all the great cultures, elite cultures in the world, tend to have something that. That mirrors that kind of thinking. The US Navy SEALs say, just ask themselves, would I want to jump out of a helicopter with that guy? You know, do you want those people beside me or not? A divisive character can bring a team down pretty quickly and pretty easily. And we've seen that in many sports over the years.
Do you think that divisive part of anyone's character is born to some degree of insecurity?
Yeah, I think it is generally, you know, or something that's been learned at a young age about how to create personal power.
Yeah,
you know, and if you have a strength of character, you can take criticism, you can take it on the chin, you can admit when you're wrong. They're tremendously powerful human traits to have as a human. You know, that's really being a leader is kind of. Being responsible for the result, whatever the result is, there are no excuses. I'll cop it on the chin if I have to. And you know, you said a lot around the relationship with referees. Is the referee to blame, or did you just not get the ball in the back of the net?
Yeah.
You know, which one was it? If you're talking about the referee, you're definitely not getting better at putting the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah.
So being able to kind of take it on the chin, respond to it, and respond in a way that. It means you're completely responsible for that result is a fundamental leadership tenet.
So let's start with something we've been talking about already. And you've given this delightful story about the All Blacks, about how they just ransacked another team. Everyone's lauding them, But the players themselves, they've got the dustpan and brush or the broom, and they are cleaning up after themselves.
Well, exactly. You know, it wasn't what I expected to see from the sort of imperious team. But it makes a lot of sense because it's about keeping your feet on the ground. It's about doing the small things that need to be done, you know, not leaving it to anyone else. So it's about ownership and it's about accountability. And it leads to better decisions in the long term. Dan Carter told me a wonderful story. He said when he was named International Player of the Year, I think twice in a row or twice in short succession, after the Lions tour where he 05, where he dominated, played the perfect 10.
Yeah.
And one of the senior guys from the New Zealand rugby would come up and just kick his boot at practice. And he was a young guy, so he didn't want to kind of take on the executive, and he sort of just let it go. And then the next day or a couple of days later, the same guy came and kicked his boots again. And on the third time, he said, "What are you doing? What are you doing this?" And he said, "Listen, mate, I just want to make sure you got your feet on the ground." So that sort of sense that it's important to keep your feet firmly on the ground, not to get ahead of yourself, not to think you've made it, not to think that you're special. That's one of those things that enables them to be special.
Mm.
It makes you more approachable. It makes you more open to new ideas.
Sure.
It makes you more able to work with other people and work things through.
Yeah.
That just because you're try per game average is high doesn't make you particularly special. You're kind of only as good as your next game.
Sure.
And that's an important component, I think, in any life, because, you know, on the rugby field and in life, if you get ahead of yourself, you get shot pretty quick.
Absolutely.
So sort of stay humble and stay hungry is a fantastic lesson out of that.
Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode, and please do sign up for my newsletter at simonmundy.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.